All right, Jody, next item.
Item number 17 is the quality committee update.
Okay, I'm going to focus on a couple things on the, the July quality meeting. There were some things that changed in the quality reporting. And the one item I'm going to focus on is the way some data, some metrics are presented. And the one thing in particular, it says, finally, we would like to highlight the graphic focused on the high need zip codes on page 3 of the report. This graphic takes the place of our previous chart on penetration rates. We believe this graphic better represents the geographic focus of the population health improvement efforts in CARS and acknowledges the target and target the degree of socioeconomic need is not equally distributed by geography across Milwaukee County. And the reason that's the case is what it's speaking to, and this is on page 3 of the your main handout, which is the quality CARS quality report. And in the quality report, what Dr. Drmulski and his team have done is broke out the zip codes. So for the first time, they've broken out the zip codes. And by breaking out the zip codes, they've been able to identify economic needs based on significant and specific portions of populations. And so these specific populations are relative to zip codes that were selected by CARS. Now, this isn't all populations, but it was quarter 2 of 2020 through quarter 1 of 2022. And so I suggest that you take a look at page 3 of the data and look by just them selecting the zip codes and how that fits into the report that Dennis just did and the correlation made between the two on the concentration of the zip code, the numbers of people using services and the areas within the city. So that was one item I wanted to highlight. And then there's a second page to that, and this ties into the report that Sherry Johnson did in that the zip codes that Sherry Johnson talked about is very often the public health administrators in the 19 municipalities, for example, on this handout, let's see, is it on here? No, it's not on here. But anyway, what Sherry Johnson pointed out in her presentation last month was that the public health administrators aren't always well versed in what's going on in mental health and substance use. And it ties into the data that Matt presents, because when you look at the various zip codes for the municipalities in mental health and drug and alcohol use, you have issues going on in suburban areas. Cudahy, South Milwaukee have high issues of suicide rates and drug and alcohol use. And we have a high return of people coming to PCS from those areas. And so sometimes that correlates to the data that Matt puts out. One other item that I'll point out in the report, I want to talk about item 3, and that was a contract vendor quality issue. Genesis Community Services, there was a corrective action plan as a result of a desk review, and that happened on June 30th. And The findings were dated back to January of 22. There were billing inaccuracies, incomplete case notes, overlapping sessions. So there was an investigation done, and so they actually hired a coordinator that's now monitoring their billing and their case notes and things of that nature. And there were still some things that weren't quite right. So they had to, there was some double billing that went on with one individual, and they were able to work that out. So they, this will be reviewed during an upcoming audit that's scheduled. So then we'll hear at another meeting how that came out. But so sometimes when there's a sanction done, it's a longer term process before it's resolved, but it's worked on. So that is that report for quality. And then the last item in there was the data around the metrics around the inpatient dashboard. And, you know, it's really hard to go through that data because of so few patients in inpatient and so on and so forth. So take a look at it. And TJ Cobb had her report in there on quality management update. So that concludes my report on quality, unless anybody has some additional questions. And I have one comment, and I met with Matt Trimalski and in his new position. We meet before the next meetings, and with the SIA being completed and the hospital closing, we are going to go back to the designated schedule for quality meetings at 4 meetings per year versus 6 meetings a year that we've been having. So that's going to be on the agenda for discussion in the September meeting.
Thank you, Mary.
Any questions from anybody?
No, but I do have a comment about SIA. That was an expensive learning experience, but it moved us forward in some big ways, and we can't afford the backslide. And what a lot of companies do is have a provision for mock audit.
Correct.
And to make sure that we remain in compliance with some of the standards that we've adopted as a result of SIA, there will be a tendency to forget about SIA over time, and there'll be a slide back unless we do make a concerted effort to maintain those standards. So you can do that through an internal mock audit. You can do it through retaining an external resource to much less expensive than SIA, but to keep us on our toes. So that's just a concern. We've made tremendous gains here that we don't want to lose.
Correct.
It's quite impressive.
Thank you. Denise.
Yeah, just want to thank Mary for that great report from quality, and then just highlight the zip code analysis work. I just really feel like that is so critical. And it also came to light as the Community Engagement Advisory Council was touring Granite Hills this week. We talked about, you know, a limited number of inpatient beds that are open right now at Granite Hills, 24 beds and 120-bed facility. And same reason that they're not open is because of staffing. So, you know, we need to get those beds open as soon as possible. We realize everyone's got staffing issues, and that is the biggest reason for diversion in healthcare and, you know, maximizing programs. But, you know, we're all in the same boat. But the zip code analysis is important as we look at an understanding, too, that Granite Hills is contracted with a lot of other counties, Ozaukee, Waukesha. So these beds are available to a lot of different community members. And so we're highlighting that this is a transition for Milwaukee County. It's where our Milwaukee County residents have an option of going. We have other inpatient facilities, but the zip code analysis will be telling of where the 24 inpatients that are in Granite Hills right now, what zip codes do they come from? Are they Ozaukee? Are they Waukesha? Are any from Milwaukee? So I think when we look at zip code, we're looking to make sure that we do have access to inpatient, to our emergency center as we open that up in a week or so, in all of the services across the continuum that, you know, we are effectively being able to support the zip codes, that we're not leaving anyone behind that needs services. And how do we know that? We only know it through, you know, one big way is zip code analysis. Where do people live and where are they receiving services, or are they not getting the services that they need? And that's the work, and I know it's next on the agenda, the community engagement and advisory council to be that voice. So we'll work closely with Matt. I think he's in that same position, but I'll learn more about that.
Yeah, that's where good data is really just so helpful in this process.
And speaking of SIA and so on and so forth, Mike Lappin, are you out there?
Yes, he's still on there. Mike?
Yes, I am, Mike, right here.
Mike, can you speak to the state being in the hospital?
I can. So we had I'm glad you reminded me, because I intended to bring this up. So we had a unannounced complaint survey on Tuesday. Two surveyors came. One of the surveyors dismissed themselves after a few hours when they realized that the complaint was around PCS and not the DHS 34 crisis service. So as has happened the last few times, they sent two surveyors because they didn't totally understand how PCS works and that it's not part of our DHS 34 crisis service. It's our hospital emergency room. So the complaint was around, which it typically is not shared, but in this case they shared with us, the complaint was regarding an individual who on May 11th was admitted to PCS and was given medication against his will as part of his admission in police custody. There was a record review. They watched video, or they didn't watch the video. They asked if we had video. That video doesn't exist because it only lasts for 3 months. But the records were reviewed, another 9 records were reviewed. And the only challenge identified where there were 2 instances, I believe, and I may be not totally accurate here, because we don't have any of the findings. I mean, they walk out and they sort of give you an exit. They did have 2 cases where involuntary medications did not have the actual consent form with the notation that the person had refused meds. So that could be a citation, but there were no indications we did anything wrong. The surveyors, again, were very transparent. They know we're closing in less than 2 weeks. It's very likely we will not even see their findings prior to the closure of the facility. So our team was not particularly alarmed, although it's another reminder that every patient we serve up until the last service that we provide needs to be documented effectively and appropriately. In this case, the surveyors themselves called out the fact that in the challenge and the pressure of a restraint episode, this was an extremely minor error. And the charting does describe the event. There was just this notation on the consent form that is our practice. And it was an error. I mean, it's certainly an error to be called out. But there was no improper intervention for the case that supported the complaint. So again, this is a situation where the complaint is unfounded and unsubstantiated, but in the process of reviewing 10 charts, they identified a shortcoming. So I can answer any other further questions. I wasn't able to attend the exit, but Dr. Schneider and Chief Nursing Officer Linda Oshis were.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Sure. Any other questions for Mary? Okay. I just want to note something real quick. I'm looking at the time, and Kathy, I know you have a hard stop by 12, and you still have to provide us with an update on the governance ad hoc committee meeting. And I would like to respectfully request that you go next and then followed by our final update from the Community Engagement Committee.
Thanks, Maria. I really appreciate it.